B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Waking your ass up.
Getting you going.
Only on Hot 96.9.
We're officially in phase two. Part two and whatever the hell it is. I know a lot of people are worried about, you know, getting out there and experiencing things, normal everyday things that are not now going to be different. I know you, Pebbles, you were talking about getting a pedicure, and I was just telling Pebbles off air. I go, that's probably the safest thing you could do right now because the person's away from you. They're touching your feet, and you'll probably wash your feet before anything. But no, still no?
Not yet.
Well, then you're definitely not going to like this story that I have to tell you then. Because in New York, a sex club has figured out a way. They're like, okay, how can we do this? How can we, with Corona and social distancing, still host orgies? Think. They figured it out. They're gonna do socially distant.
I got an idea, guys. I got an idea for how to do orgies. Nobody touches each other.
So here's where it's weird. Like, you have to walk in there now with a person. And it's basically, you know what it is? It's like, I guess, watching a porn live. Because you walk in a room and with the person that you're with. And you can mess around with them. And there's a bunch of other people in that room messing around with each other. But they're all, like, 6 feet apart. So it's just having sex with somebody close to other people having sex with each other. It's just not the same.
You're not allowed to, like, swap partners
No accidentally, I don't know, having a sword fight with some guy, nothing weird. You can't just, like, not that I've ever been to a sex club, but
have a little experience here.
Well, you know, I just figured that it would involve, like, you walking up and being like, hi, can I squeeze in there real quick?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know the terminology, but I would think it would be something like that.
I'm surprised they haven't considered those essential and, like, allow them to kind of keep going.
I think they should.
I mean, I'm just saying. Didn't at one point at the beginning, actually, I may or may not know this by experience, but at the beginning of quarantine, Pornhub was offering their premium service for free?
Yeah. Well, a lot of people are watching more porn than usual because
just
of quarantine.
Figured,
and
could
stuff.
Be potentially part of an essential business.
If you argue about alcohol, about liquor stores and stuff being open as essential, you could argue for
sex.
It's all stress relief. It's all stress relief.
That's right.
Please, I've been questioning us being essential.
In our own minds.
My point is, if they can figure out a way to safely have orgies, you can feel safe getting your nails painted.
I guess.
Could you?
I wouldn't do that either.
Thanks for
the information.
Hey, that's what friends are for.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.